Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Thursday to you.
Right.
You know, okay, I'm going to be honest with you. So every old person, pretty much every person, says, oh my God, I can't believe it's almost the middle of July. Can't believe it's almost the middle. So yesterday, though, last night, I was looking for some old emails for the veterans thing I'm doing, okay, guys? And so I'm going, it's like, wait a minute. That can't be right. That was April. And I'm thinking it was like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm not lying about that. It's like, there has to be another one it's like, that was April.
Yeah. You know, I use my calendars a month at a glance because
first time my tooth bothered me was April. You guys didn't know that because I didn't mention it.
Oh my God. Like every day. But you know, we're going to
that. You want to feel that?
No.
Where it's cracked?
You know that.
There's an actual. In my tooth, okay, remember when I had to carve my way out of that bathroom with a piece of toilet tank?
Yeah, that was a long time ago, but you talk about it like it was yesterday.
Okay. It's that, my tooth right now, I think, is shaped like that piece of porcelain I used to carve through that fireproof door in that bathroom.
Yeah, it's going
to
cut your tongue, and you're going to get sore, and get infected.
It?
Nope, not at all. I don't know why you don't go to a dentist. Oh, because you have that
Because I got Medicare.
Insurance.
So like, I'm going to try to
you can buy a supplement for
I'm going to try to get some plaster of Paris and do it myself.
That
could work.
Yeah, nothing's going to get in your bloodstream from that. Okay.
I'll be fine. So anyway, happy Thursday to you. What a beautiful day out there again. Crazy weather around the world, though.
I know.
Once again.
Houston.
Well, even where was it? Someplace close got hit hard with water, with rain and everything. Huh?
Manitowoc, you mean?
Well, no, but that too, but someplace else.
Oh.
But anyway, Green Bay 64, Appleton 66, Oshkosh 69. Pretty calm waters out there today for Thursday, July 11th, National Swimming Pool Day. You know, what? Next time the Malcors come in, let's ask them about that.
Well, what? Pools?
It, yeah.
No. Yes.
Easier to sell one with or without?
Yeah, I'll tell you. Yeah. Okay. Let's ask them.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Because I've showed houses with swimming pools, and it's like if it's a really hot day. People are like, oh my gosh, doesn't that look great? Twice I've sold them with pools. But you got to really, if nobody's living in that house, the upkeep is I used to have to send my son Dom out to this one on Lost Dauphin Road. And every day he'd pull out a couple of chipmunks, you know, because they would try running across the 30 and they would drown.
Our neighbor, they had ducks living there.
Oh yeah, that's what I mean.
With the baby ducks, they didn't like want to mess. It was just, yeah, no.
Yeah. You'd have to run out there all the time with that shock.
That's why
pool
people
shock.
That get a little bit older or... You live in a condo where it's all...
Or you've got one.
You
got
to pay condo fees every month or quarterly, I guess. But it's clean. It's ready.
I agree.
The chairs are there. They're repaired. It's just... Because there's a lot of... there's a lot of maintenance with pools. And I know that they've upgraded the heaters and all that. It's much better than it was 20, 25 years ago. But when we move into a condo someday, there'll be a pool, indoor and outdoor. But I would never put in a pool. And this is a huge liability, too, if a little kid comes
huge
over.
Huge liability.
And you got to have a 6-foot fence. I get that. But I think I think a kid has climbed over a fence before.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is having seen them firsthand when you're trying to sell a house, the upkeep, if nobody's living there, is incredible. Absolutely incredible. I always wish I had one, though.
Yeah, I know.
I had one like in Tucson where I was living for it. You know what I mean? It's nice to have on a really, really hot day.
Tucson. That's. I thought we were talking about Green Bay. Tucson, absolutely, I'd have a pool. I mean, what, 10 months a year you can use it?
The greatest time was I'd do the 10 o'clock show in the news, and I'd get back home at like 11 and go right to that pool.
Right.
It'd still be like 88 degrees.
Right.
That was the best time
at
night to use a pool.
Yeah.
So, anyway. But you never had one growing up because you had everything else.
We were members of, it was called the Two Rivers Family Swim Club.
Okay.
So
was that the Y?
No. It was a club.
Oh.
And
I know where it's got the little clubhouse.
Right.
It's kind of dropped a little bit right now. It's not.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm not saying, but I mean, it doesn't seem like it's used as much anymore, right?
No, I don't. Maybe because of the Ys, or maybe because people got their own
pools.
That's
a nice part of Two Rivers out there.
Oh, yeah.
Out by the water and everything, kind of the channel. Is there a channel?
No, we're a different place.
Oh, okay.
No, this is closer to, like, I could walk there. So it's closer to the McGee High School. But there were three pools, slides in. I don't know what the dues were, you know, back then. It's 40 years ago, but maybe, I don't know. But I don't know what the dues were. But
Todd, were you guys part of a family swim club in Wild Rose?
Nope.
Or not Wild Rose, in
Rosendale, El Dorado? No.
We didn't have one in Nagani either.
Because you didn't have the opportunity.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that they had that there. So so we never had a pool, which was really a good deal for my parents, if you think about it, right? You just, instead of putting a pool in and all that.
Where did you learn how to swim there?
Yeah. We had lessons at the community house too.
Okay.
Two Rivers Community House.
Hey, you know
what? Do you know what?
What?
This is weird. This could never pull. They taught lessons to us, and we were, I don't know, what, how old are you, 10, 11, 12, naked.
Oh, what is it about Manitowoc County? I know guys that went to Wilson Junior High or Wilson Elementary or whatever, and I know the guy who was the coach or the teacher, and the kids were all naked for class.
For swim, yeah.
What's up with that?
Right. Yeah, that's true, man. I was part of that. I don't know. We didn't.
People couldn't afford a pair of swim. Nobody had swim trunks. That is the most bizarre thing I've ever heard in my lifetime. Is naked swim lessons
for boys?
For boys,
male teacher.
Yeah,
but it wasn't a thing. It just I think back to that now, but it wasn't. It's just like okay, yeah, you're right. I mean, but
yeah,
I was. I don't know.
I got a feeling there weren't any high divers.
We're just, treading water. I don't know.
I think that's the most bizarre thing I've ever heard of in my life.
I don't remember any, like...
No, I know that, but I'm just saying, why is it...
Why?
For volleyball, you wear a pair of shorts? Can't you wear the same shorts in swim class?
Yeah, I'm trying to just to think of if it was like... the threads getting into the filtration system
Come
or something.
On.
I don't know. I'm trying to help.
Ladies and gentlemen, stay away from the pool at Wilson Junior High. A thread from a swimsuit has clogged the filtration system.
It could be down for months.
Reminder. Only swim naked.
If you're a boy.
You're a boy.
Todd's been quiet all morning. I say that one thing. Come on. Yeah.
Todd's got a tremendous BS reader.
I think it was wrong, but I was saying that at the time.
You didn't think anything of it?
My mom didn't even say anything.
Wow.
And she knew.
I wouldn't have enjoyed that.
Yesterday, he was giving me crap about talking about ghosts, right? And he's over there laughing. And here he is talking about how he had to learn how to swim naked as a child.
Yes.
But
Manitowoc is the only area I've ever heard of that.
Manitowoc to Rivers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody out there, help us out. Text us.
Did you learn how to swim? Like, this is back in what?
60s.
60s.
Yeah.
70s. Did you, when you learned how to swim, group lessons too, probably what?
Right.
20 kids. Yeah, did you have swimsuits on or not? But thinking back to that, I just think how it was so weird that nobody questioned anything. It was like, okay.
Wow.
Could you imagine that today?
No, my God.
I think I'd be in jail.
Yeah, you'd be in jail. You'd be in prison. No question. Somebody would say something about something. He looked at somebody or, yeah. Wow. That's the only time I've ever heard of that is when somebody told me that about Manitowoc with the junior highs, Wilson.
Yeah, yeah.
And then now you telling me that in Two Rivers.
Community House.
And I've never heard that happening anywhere else in the country. Maybe it has. I just didn't know. But again, we didn't have a pool, so we didn't know up there. But wow.
Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's different, but no, we.
Okay.
It. But no, the swim club didn't do that.
Yeah. That's good.
Do you remember feeling odd about it?
No.
Not at all.
I was just saying, I was thinking back to that. And I would, I mean, obviously, I wouldn't let my kid do that.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't know if they didn't vet the teacher. I don't know if it was a teacher that wanted that. Probably, right?
I have no idea. I don't think it'd be the teacher. It just had to be the school system.
But there had to be
a reason.
I know. I'm looking for the reason. Well, you guys sure dismissed
the filter from a thread. Come on, you can't get a supply. Hey, George.
Yeah.
We got another thread there, and she clogged up.
Okay. Then you come up with the reason. You come up with the reason.
Filter. We got to get a better filter company.
You come up with the reason why kids in the 60s were taught to swim naked.
I have zero idea.
Do you have any ideas?
None. Zero.
And I'm looking this up.
Contamination, maybe?
There's a lot of schools. Across the country.
I mean,
look it up and said, did schools ever require boys to swim nude in the 60s and 70s? And there's just stories and stories and stories. Unbelievable. Of this.
But was there any abuse with those stories? I don't think so. I think it was like anything. An accepted policy.
I'm not looking at it as being that way. I just don't understand why you just can't wear your Fi-Ed shorts in the pool.
If the girls have swimsuits on, right?
Which they were they given to you by the school, or did they have to buy their own?
It was just boy. What do you mean, girl?
Didn't girls have swim classes?
Yeah, but I think they had suits.
Well, that's my point. Well,
that's what I mean.
Okay.
If the girls had suits, the guys could have suits.
That's what I think.
I don't think the threads from the swimsuits of the guys were that much worse than from the girls. Okay, I don't understand that. I'm going back
to creepy teachers.
I'm kind of flabbergasted by that. No, I don't think so. If a lot of places had it, it had to be a school district policy. Don't you think?
But the girls and boys thing, how did they justify that?
I don't know. I'm not sure I would have done it. I would have just said, you know what? I'm not going to swim.
So I was thinking about that when we were talking about that earlier. You didn't think about it. It would be like putting your shoes on.
Really,
like, nobody said, wow, that's weird.
Okay. Well, it makes you comfortable in your own body then. Congratulations. Wow.
It's the coach's body I'm worried about. That.
Today is free Slurpee day.
Where?
I don't know.
I'll try and find out for you.
Today's blueberry muffin day. Not a big blueberry fan.
You know.
I wish either. I was a bigger fruit fan. I wish I was a bigger fruit fan than I am.
I found the answer to that.
What is it?
And last night, city band concert, sitting outside, a lot of people eat ice cream. Vanilla flavored yogurt, homemade granola that chef made it for me. And he gave me
that sounds great.
And fruit.
Oh, that sounds good.
And the fruit, Johnny, I put in raspberries.
Love raspberries. I eat raspberries all day.
But I don't like blueberries. But when you mix it in with this vanilla yogurt,
and brings it all together.
It does I could justify eating that. First of all, yogurt's not bad for you, and the granola, I don't know, it's oats and anyway, that's where you get your fruit. Plus, you enjoy. It's almost like
That sounds great. That really does.
That's how you can get your fruit. So I'm trying to help you out. I'll bring you it's like a parfait, large bowl.
I bought two big bags of beef jerky.
Yeah, why'd you do that?
Because I'm on my new diet, Jim.
I know, it's all salt.
But anyway, I can eat that all day, but I can't sit and eat a bowl of strawberries or blueberries all day.
Oh, man.
I said, hey, man, up at the deer camp, when I went up there, brought my blender. I got bananas, I got strawberries, I got raspberries.
Still in the
car. I got a protein thing. We had it one morning. He's like, when I'm leaving, he goes, you want the rest of that fruit? I'm like, no. It's also Mojito Day. We get to a quick break. We get some great guests today, folks. Stay with us. Mind on the mirror. Back after this. Hey, welcome back. Mind on the mirror here at Good Look at Thursday morning. As you heard from Mike Clements, big win from the Milwaukee Brewers yesterday. Bouncing back from that debacle a couple of days ago. We've got more Brewer tickets to give away today, correct?
Absolutely.
Oh, we do.
Okay.
In fact, the game's coming up on Saturday. Ticket on the Washington Nationals at AmFam Field. First pitch will be 3:10. We've got three pair of tickets to give away this morning.
Nice. Excellent.
A little trivia.
And our winners are going today, or is that yesterday, Ted? That's today, right?
That's today. Yeah.
Beautiful.
That's
right. Yeah. That's big game. Yeah.
At 103.
Yeah.
Those guys were, I went to the
Can't you say something? Have you ever been up? You went to the Rockers game. I was just bringing it up. Where did you sit?
On the third baseline.
Okay, I'm going to say this. If you go to a Rockers game or a Timber Rattlers game or something like this, I know it's not Major League Baseball, but at one time, do this. Sit about 5 rows back right behind the plate, maybe 10 rows back. You have to experience the level of greatness of these pitchers, how hard they throw a baseball. But you got to get right then there in line with them and imagine standing up. You got a backstop in front of you. And that guy's standing up there with a bat, and this guy is throwing 100 miles an hour. And you have like a millisecond to determine, is that coming from my forehead or is that going to be on the outside corner?
Yeah.
Hitting these guys is such an amazing skill, but it doesn't come through on TV. You know how you and I were talking the other day? Certain things don't come through on TV.
Oh, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Baseball, and if you go to a Rocker game sometime, if you get the chance to with the tickets, sit behind home plate. Because even though these are college kids, they're still throwing in the mid-90s. We got 4 kids in Green Bay that throw in the mid-90s. Right.
So they're on third baseline. You look across the field, the speed clock is there.
Yeah.
So it goes 87, yeah. 92.
Yeah.
I don't, nobody threw 100 last night.
No, I think he's the only one of them. I think there's one other guy in the majors that's throwing 100.
They would throw, you know, 92.
Oh,
That's fast.
We got a kid. Remember we had the head coach, Bob Van Rens from DePere here, and he said there's a kid in the area that's throwing 94.
Yeah.
A high school kid.
But that guy today who's pitching is 103?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's Tom Todd at 103. Yeah.
That's you're right. And as a catcher, it's like, whoa,
oh, man.
Where's this coming?
Absolutely. And as a hitter, you're just thinking, okay, come on, be nice to me. Yeah. Birthday wise, Lisa Rinna is 61. Doesn't do much anymore, huh?
No, I think she's done some like reality stuff. She kind of does that. Yeah. Maybe some
didn't
infomercials.
She was the first one that got her lips inflated like to unnatural levels.
It's kind of sad because she was always very attractive.
Cute, pretty,
right?
Naturally.
Yep.
And she just got those babies pumped up like a couple of big sausages.
That's right.
Nice.
Wow. No, it's true, though, isn't it? Yeah, I'm being honest. Yeah. Richie Sambora, of course, is 65. Cela Ward is 68. I had a big crush on Cela Ward back in the day.
I don't know any. I don't know. All three of those people, I don't know.
Well, Lisa Rinna is an actress who was married to Harry Hamilton.
Yeah.
Or Harry Hamlin, rather.
Hamlin, yep.
Richie Sambora. You don't know Richie Sambora? Uh-uh. Bon Jovi?
Yeah.
No? Cela Ward. Put up Cela Ward. Cela Ward. If you get a chance there. And Giorgio Armani. I bet you've got some Armani suits. Do you?
No, I don't know that I have one anymore. No? I don't know. Maybe I did. But yeah, that was the name, right? I mean, that's
Armani.
Talk about Ralph Lauren for casual and Armani for.
Mine, where'd you get your suit? Well, it's at Armani.
You don't need to say that. Just open up
really?
The seat.
Really? It's Armani?
Let them see the label, man.
My cousin Tony Armani, who works at JCPenney.
Right. He's got a sewing machine at home. Got a bunch of labels.
Can you let me ask? See, that's Cela Ward.
Oh.
She was in Sisters. She was in.
I saw her on House for a few seasons.
Oh, House? Yep.
Okay.
What? No? Doesn't pass your specifications?
She looks like a news anchor.
Yeah, she does, actually. Yeah, you're right. She does.
Yeah, I don't know her. No.
Let me ask you something.
Well,
he doesn't know anybody. So, suits.
Yeah.
You obviously had to go to some high class. You know, Hollywood Sharpie type events.
I did. Not Hollywood Sharpie, but I bought all my suits, and I still have some with labels on, which kind of, I don't know why. I would buy them in L.A. in the garment district, and I knew the guy pretty well. And he's the guy that brings in suits and then sells them to, like,
isn't that right by, like, Skid Row?
Yeah, that's a tough area. You're right. Yeah. That's right on 7th.
I saw a thing about that.
It is. It is. And the guy lived in Beverly Hills, too, who owned the place. So, but I don't know what his rent was, but he had a great, great business. And he would just take these tables, lay the suits out, and, you know, you buy 3-4 at a time and ties and shirts. Yes, that's what I did.
Okay, so what I'm saying is this. Most of my life, I bought cheap. I'm going to be honest with you.
Cheap?
Cheap. Inexpensive. I don't say cheap, inexpensive.
Inexpensive suits. But then, okay.
Okay, but being on TV... It didn't really matter if it's a, you know, $1,500 suit or literally from JCPenney's for $61.
Especially back when it was in HD.
Absolutely. You know? Right. Absolutely.
Everything looked good on TV.
Absolutely.
Back then.
And back, well, it wasn't that long ago, but most of my meetings were in person.
So you had to be up.
Yeah. I mean, and a lot of people wore suits 25 years ago.
Yeah. Well, my dad used to wear, I've got pictures when he went to Packer games, he'd wear a suit. He'd wear a suit and a fedora.
I wear a suit to Packer games.
They all look like mafia guys. All in suits and fedoras going to Packer games.
Yeah. You know, in 2003, a guy came to see me. This was my first year. I remember that. But he wanted to, like, do the Packer fedoras.
Yeah.
And he wanted the city. And that just never caught on again.
Yeah.
But that. You're right. That and when they wore those long coats, that was so mafia. So
I know. But they, oh my God, my dad never went out to a kind of a thing without his fedora.
Yeah.
It's just, again, listening to you guys, though, like, how different can you guys be? This guy's going, you know, he's in the garment district having his suits, and you're going to JCPenney, right? I mean, it's just
holy. Who is your tailor? But no, I want to say about that garment district, and it's worth it. Even when I was when I worked, it was cheaper for me to, you know, get a good deal, fly out there, buy, you know, depending on how many you're going to buy, and right there, right across the street or right next door, are the tailors.
Would you fly out there specifically to buy suits? Wow.
I don't know if I...
On a city's dime?
No. Whoa. Never. Whoa. I had some friends out there. I'll tell you, when I went out there, I don't know that I had to go out there. So I'd like maybe make a reason to go out there, but then I'd buy some suits. But that's what I did. Not a lot, Johnny. Probably every 2 years, 3 years. It wasn't like...
What's the most you ever bought one for?
I don't know.
Come on. You know.
Yeah, you do.
You do.
I always bought them on deal. I mean, the tags on them were pretty expensive.
2000?
No. I would never pay 15? That. 15? You know, I don't know.
I would never pay $2,000. Come on. I wouldn't.
Well, maybe.
No, they weren't that expensive. But it's a good deal. And I got the name of the place, and they had parking for customers right next door. And I really got to be kind of friends. And he was all excited when I was elected mayor, because I bought him when I lived out there. So I kind of knew him then. And then when I had my own company, I'd go out there to see customers and I'd stop in. And then I remember giving him some literature, and when I showed him I was elected mayor, he thought that was a pretty big deal.
Nice.
I'm sure the guy's dead now. I mean, that was, he was.
All right.
So anyway, where do I get, but I think there's good deals out there, right? Especially in LA, right? There's the jewelry district, you know, where you can, and you get things at a discount.
Oh, I've been there to buy stuff.
Yeah. That's where I bought my wife's.
He doesn't even realize how ridiculous this sounds to guys like you and I.
I know.
That's where I bought my wife's engagement ring.
Yeah.
In the jewelry. I did.
Yeah, I bought your wife one there too.
And Mino's over there with the claw machine and Shakey's pizza.
Anyway.
I bought mine at a going out of business sale in Appleton. No, true story. We had them just all out of the counter. That went over so well.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's
honestly
the love.
A true story.
I believe it. All right.
We got Cheese Curd Nick coming on today. We got Matt Warzala from Fringe Fest. We've got Brad Toll, Discover Green Bay, and more Milwaukee Brewer tickets at 8:34. The world's worst trivia for Brewer tickets.
I researched.
You're prepared?
Yeah, I'm prepared. I'm basically better than last.
You're not just taking them off your...
No. I got it right here, Johnny. I printed it out. I'm
excellent.
Good. I'm good.
Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, here on a good-looking Thursday morning. As you mentioned, you got a great lineup of guests once again. Boy, they had a nice night last night for everything going on, huh?
You mean the weather?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that band concert was great.
Is it all patriotic music?
No. They have different themes for every week. So it can be musicals, it can be a Disney, it can be big band. And, they get a lot of people that come there. And then the farmer's market was unbelievably packed last night.
Oh, I bet.
On Broadway, were you over there?
Wow. But somebody texted the other day, actually it's about a week ago, we were talking about the Howard Market thing.
Yeah.
They said, you got to stop there. They said, that's really cool.
Is it?
Okay. And it's like quiet. People don't talk about that one as much.
Yeah.
But they said the potential there is really something.
And I think, right everywhere, Oshkosh, Appleton.
Yeah.
People got to get out because that weather's great.
Right.
Those lawn chairs are so easy to take. You just put them over your back, and set it up and watch the music. Yeah, that's a lot going on in Northeast Wisconsin right now, and we got to take advantage of that. And this weekend, too.
So did you talk to any of the city band members last night? Were they mad at you at all? No? About what you said that one time?
No.
Okay.
It was just one of what I said, Johnny. It was emails, too. So,
okay, all right.
Yeah,
all
I
right.
just think that if, yeah.
Well, yeah, well, I mean, why?
Why beat a dead horse? that's a weird term.
You know, it's kind of funny, and I'll be honest with you. And again, my number one rule, I'm not going to talk national politics in the show, but some of the late night people are saying some pretty funny things about the debates and stuff. And they had been totally, one way. But anyway, Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Fallon?
Nope.
Colbert?
Yes.
Steve Colbert.
He said, hey, folks, come on. People are saying it was the worst debate performance by a president of all time. I don't know. I don't think Abe Lincoln would have done any better if they dug him up. So those guys have some fodder right now.
But think of
both sides they're having fun with. This is like for those kind of people. This is a gift from God.
These kinds of things. Those writers,
it really is. Yeah, they're just
having
a field day.
Do you realize how much stuff ends up on the cutting room floor because they have so much material?
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. It's
I don't think Lincoln would have done any worse if they had dug him up.
Yeah, that's
funny. They are having
when you a field go day. To visit your daughter is in New York. That you got to go to the Colbert Show. I mean, that's obviously right there at the Ed Sullivan Theater. That's so anyway.
Yes, yeah, I agree.
He is funny. I think he is out of those three guys.
I agree. Me too.
I think he is really
Jimmy
funny.
Fallon doesn't do it for me. It's like he tries too hard or something. What do you think,
Todd?
Little too goofy.
And, I like goofiness, right?
Yeah.
But it's...
Be a little bit more subtle.
Yeah, it's like forced goofy. Well,
but isn't he trying to be like David Letterman? Isn't that the
He's nowhere near Letterman. But maybe you're right. Maybe he's trying
I've watched David Letterman. You, sir, are no David Letterman. There is no question.
Okay, Lloyd.
David Letterman was something special. Yeah. I'm just being honest. But, you know, one thing about Jimmy Fallon, they say he basically, I read one article, Lorne Michaels used to call him into his office all the time, and other actors couldn't stand him at times on Saturday Night Live because he would always kind of break, and then the audience would, they'd all start laughing because, look at poor Jimmy, can't hold a laugh back. And it was like, you know what I mean? So that upstaged all the other actors then. Mm-hmm. And he would do that all the time. And now when you look back at some of his old skits, you see that.
Yeah, you do.
You know, he's always like, you know, like he's, and people, you know, laugh because of that. And
Anyway, that, who's the other guy that's on later?
Seth Meyers?
Yeah.
Doesn't do it for me.
No.
You?
No, that's okay.
That's sure you could pretty much just shut off and it wouldn't matter.
Right.
You know, it used to be, man.
Oh, man. You could not.
Letterman, boom, turn him on. Letterman, boom, turn him on.
I was so turn mad because back in the day, before MTV and all that stuff, they had Friday night videos.
Yeah.
On NBC.
I remember that.
Letterman was only on Monday through Thursday.
That's right.
And then Friday they had the video show on. And I was so mad on Fridays because I wanted to catch that show and he wasn't on.
Was that with Nina Blackwood and
she was on MTV.
Mark, didn't they host that though?
I don't think so.
No, who hosted that?
I don't think there was an actual host.
Oh,
there was a voice guy, and that was about it.
Oh, okay.
You know who was good? He did later. Bob Costas is a great interviewer. He used to do the show after Letterman.
Bob Costas is I still say he's the greatest interviewer there is.
Wow,
Bob
just amazing.
Costas. Yeah, just think he's awesome.
They used his interview and that testimony for that guy in Penn State.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, wow. Oh, I forgot about that guy.
Bob could talk about anything.
He did, and he knew it. He wasn't
anything.
Yeah, he was.
I had him on my show one time.
Did
my radio
you really?
Show. Yeah, because he was promoting his book.
Really?
Once somebody's promoting something, you can get him.
Wow.
It's like you can call somebody up like that now, and it's like, no, where are you? No. And then all of a sudden, well, I've got a new book out. Could I come on your show?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't hear much about, I mean, he's extremely popular, right? I mean, what do you see the most popular, like, sports?
I think he's basically retired now.
He never, I don't think he really aged. He did the Olympics.
No, you're right.
But you never heard any really scandal about that guy. I mean,
nothing.
No.
But he was cool because he was, you know, some of these guys, you know, they want to talk about the book and what's in the book and they don't want to go off script, okay? But he was cool. I said, okay, now I know you're a big baseball card collector, and you still carry a baseball card of Mickey Mantle in your wallet. And he goes, yes, I think everybody should carry a religious relic. And we did a little thing back and forth. I said, okay, let's go back. 1967, you got your nickel. You buy your pack of cards. Who would be the worst five cards you could possibly imagine? Because that used to happen. You know, you'd start opening. It's like, oh. And he recited like five guys that like I literally never have heard of about those would be the five worst cards you could possibly ask for. So he's really down to earth in that way.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He understood that by not talking about the book, he got people interested because of what he was talking about.
Yeah.
So people were like, I'm going to get this book now.
Totally agree.
Yep.
Totally agree.
What did he write about? What was his book? Was it
a little bit about everything? Yeah, okay.
He's that guy's got a breath of, but like you said, he's been everywhere.
But he started out and he did. He went to Syracuse.
Yeah.
And phenomenal school. And plus, you get so many contacts in, you know, New York or something.
That kid said that was here from NBC 26. He went to Syracuse.
Yeah.
And for that reason.
Yeah. But his first two jobs outside of Syracuse, one was doing minor league hockey. He said it was exactly either the same league or exactly the same style as in Slapshot with those guys. And he said it was crazy. And then he was the first announcer of the Memphis Tams, I think was their name, in the ABA, Okay.
What is that?
American Basketball Association. Oh, yeah. And it was kind of a renegade league, sort of trying to compete with the NBA. And they had one guy on there. It was just, he played at Providence. Bad News Barnes, his name was. Marvin Barnes. I think he got kicked out of his high school or college team for going after somebody with a tire iron. He'd show up in a big Rolls Royce, big fur coat. Oh, man. And everybody else was making, okay. And word was coming out that the leagues were going to combine or whatever, or this team was going bankrupt. And Bob was sitting there and goes, "Man, what's wrong with you?" And Bob's like, "Oh, man, it's just heard some news. Might be folding. A team might be folding. I mean, you guys will go to other teams, obviously, but I'm out of a job. I don't have any money." He goes, "Man, let me tell you something. I've been looking for a little white boy to wash my rolls. You interested?" And he said, "I actually considered it."
Man. Yeah, that's funny.
So he's, you know, what I'm saying is he, you know, it's not like he just anointed and you start out.
No.
He went through the bush league type things doing it.
Probably makes him made him a much better broadcaster than, like you always say, you know.
Absolutely.
Born on third base.
100%.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I
mean, there's so much of that, you know, not just your industry of sports and media, but people like business people that like carried a bag, you know, I say that, and they
earned their way.
And that's like across the street here. I mean, these guys at Schreiber,
to deal with them people later on, isn't that a better thing?
Man, they're unbelievable.
Born on third base and act like they hit a triple.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I, that's not always the best thing to just bring somebody in at the top and you gotta, yeah. Anyway, I was over at Schreiber, Monday, right? Talking to him, we just talked about how important the front line is and how much time, you know, the president over there spends with, you know, he's got 40 factories and every year he goes to one and just really, I mean, that's, you have to be from that level to really understand. And you come in and these suits come in and start making all these decisions, which happens, that they're not as well respected. I mean, people act like they do when they walk through.
Right. Well,
but they really don't.
Wouldn't it be fun? I think it'd be fun to be one. I don't know if that show's still on. Undercover Boss?
No.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. That is a cool show if it's true. I don't know. Is it? Is it? Are they truly not? Because they're unbelievable what those guys do. And I don't know. Can't you kind of tell if you're 4 feet away from somebody? Like, you kind of, unless the makeup is that good. I sometimes question that. But I think that's an awesome
show. I agree.
If it's true what they do and find out this lady wants to send her son to college, can't afford it, and you know, he meets her in the mailroom or something like that. And I hope that's a true story because that, everybody should do that.
I agree. When I was in college.
So you think that intern might be Sage?
Could be. When I was in college.
We gotta be nicer to that guy.
Everybody wanted to go to undercover investigative journalism.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's right after all the President's Men came out.
Oh, yeah.
So everybody wanted to do that. So a buddy of mine, what he actually did is he had heard some stories, or his aunt or somebody had been at like a nursing home and had heard some things. So he got a job for about a month at this nursing home, washing dishes and everything. And I still remember where it talked about where like, there'd be food caked on a thing and he'd give it because, hey, okay, because big, just do it. Just don't even, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like people behind the scenes, you know, even the food prep and things like that. And it turned out to be kind of a scandal. Because he printed this big story then.
Yeah.
And people were like, well, how dare you go be, you know, do that. But it's like, I think investigative journalism really opened the eyes to a lot of people. But things changed.
Oh, but there's,
I think things changed and the media looked for things to kind of create, you know.
And they may have screwed some people that, I mean, like, well, 60 Minutes started going into that gotcha journalism and they throttled back because it wasn't as professional as true journalism. But some of that stuff, it's like they kind of set them up a little
bit.
No,
well, okay, let me tell you something. A little bit. Let me tell you something. And I've been in the media for a long time. We've all dealt with it and everything. Larry McCarron used to have a saying, okay, about pro football. He goes, it's not whether you win or lose. It's who gets the blame. And
And in a lot of those...
That is funny.
I know. And a lot of those cases, otherwise, what we're talking about behind the scenes things, a lot of times what the journalist is looking for isn't, I'm going to uncover this huge thing. It's how much acclaim can I get by doing this?
Yeah.
They weren't overly concerned because some 98-year-old grandma who's eating her pudding, her dish wasn't clean good enough. They don't care about that lady. You know what I mean? But what kind of prestige, what can this do for me to get that next job?
Yeah. And that's because your industry promoted people who
absolutely
did that. You know,
no
they
question. Were just,
they want to get pulled.
So that was part of the game.
Yeah.
But if you think that every person that did one of those stories is because their heart was so big and felt so bad or whatever, they they wanted to change the world. Ball. Sorry.
They wanted to move on to the network.
Exactly. More interesting in will the network notice this? Well, it's exactly the truth. So is what it is.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
But
you know what? You know what's so funny you would say that about that gotcha journalism? I just saw a thing. A girl from, or a reporter from Inside Edition kind of ambushed one of those big ministers who... Turns out, you know,
those guys.
12-year-old girls were involved and yada, yada, yada. Right. And one of the guys is blaming the girl. Well, she never should have gone. It's like, and then what part of the thing was, though, why won't you fly commercial? Well, because it would take up too much of my time. I got so many things. So should you buy like a, you know, $14 million jet from so-and-so? Well, you know, the people want this or the Lord. It's like, what do your donors think? They all, it's I don't want to talk to you. But it's like funny. It's like, you haven't seen that in a long time, that kind of journalism.
And there's some of these not-for-profits need to be investigated. There's private jets. Come on. You know what I mean? These religious organizations, they're not paying taxes. I mean, they're helping people. But I don't know. I just think that money could go to... a lot of other things.
Can I ask something?
Yeah.
Who the hell are you to determine what God wants? Who are you?
Jim, don't you have an appointment to get some suits from...
go to Los Angeles, you Hollywood Sharpie type. Wow.
All right, good. It's
all right.
6:49.
We got to set our break. Our boy Cheese Curd Nick is here. With treats? With treats?
I think so.
With treats? Like baby. Back after this. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor here on 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, the Civic Media app. Beautiful morning out there, 69 already in Oshkosh, 66 in Appleton, 64 in Green Bay. Todd, we have the Amy from Oshkosh.
Amy Albright, yep.
You know, I'm doing the softball tournament, the amputee softball tournament in Fond du Lac.
Right.
Have you seen that forecast?
Like 91?
Up to 90?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be hot.
That's going to be hot. That's a three sets of clothes day.
Yeah,
right. It is.
Absolutely.
And it's baseball, which is, that's a long time to be in the sun. It's not like, you know, it's what, 3 hours.
But they got that volleyball tournament.
That's what I was thinking.
That's what I was talking about, the volleyball tournament.
And
that Amy said, and there's going to be lots of, can I say this, attractive people there?
Yeah. Yeah. Get out the sunscreen.
I got some buddies, I think, that might all of a sudden become volleyball fans. Right. They've never seen a volleyball match in their life.
Going with the boys to see
about
volleyball.
Exactly. Myself.
Yeah, Todd will be there. No question about it. So Jim was just talking about a thing that the Packers came out with last night they announced it? But the Booyah contest?
Well, that was really more of a downtown Green Bay, because there's, you know, different entities want to capitalize on the NFL
but
draft.
Is it a draft thing, though? Is it during the draft they're going to have that?
There's a lot of, even Oshkosh, we talked to the Discover Oshkosh yesterday, and, you know, they're going to be putting some things together for the draft, and of course Appleton, and but here in Green Bay, you know, the NFL's doing a lot around the stadium, but downtown wants to capitalize on these 400,000 or 500,000 people that are going to be here. So I know on... I just read that yesterday. Friday, they're going to have this, like, Booyah bake-off, or I don't think.
Would that
be a true thing?
Boil-off?
Whatever. There's a Booyah thing. And I just think if we're going to, and I think people will be very interested in that, because you don't get Booyah in San Diego or some of these other places, even Detroit. But this cheese curd thing, Nick, that you have the best cheese curds in Green Bay, and I can speak with some authority on that, because I've loved these things since I was a kid. What are you going to do? What are you planning? Because you're, I start teaching. When do I start teaching? Like in 3 Mondays, and I'm going to tell my kids about you. And here's an entrepreneur, and you live a pretty good life. I mean, you work kind of when you want. You go fishing a lot, and I think that's. I'm happy for you. And yeah. I think that's.
Well, but there's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears I'm at now.
Look, I get that. I walked in those shoes, but. What are you planning for the NFL? I know it's a ways away, but it's going to be here before
more than
we know
like
it.
More than likely we'll be at Stadium View. More than likely, just because we're going to be at the doorstep of it all. Because,
but don't they clip you pretty good for?
There's nothing set in stone yet for what a Schwabenon wants to do. There's rumors. They are probably going to be clipping people.
Yeah,
everybody's going to get clipped.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
except me and Johnny with his.
We're trying to find a way to be just outside the border, outside the boundary, so we don't
get. We can keep 100%.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well,
maybe even more than 100.
But you know, here's the thing: when you go to these big festivals or your vending, whether it's food or, you know, I don't want to say crafts, but novelties, whatever, you're gonna get clipped. Whatever it is, you know, so. Years ago, I did CrossFit games in Madison.
Oh, yeah. We had the winner on here. Remember that guy?
Absolutely.
Tom Farley?
I can't remember who won. There was
Freeman.
There was one guy. He won it like 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
This was before COVID when I went to Madison. Okay.
They don't host that, by the way, anymore.
No, it's a contract. It floats around.
Okay. Because my daughter did Airbnb.
Oh, it does.
When the CrossFit people came in.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
It is.
And that seems like a pretty good. You'd think. They're CrossFitters. They can stay in my house.
But I'm surprised you did so well on cheese curds.
Well, it was okay. It wasn't great. But anyway, that's all.
I would think the dart tournament or the you know, or the bowling tournament.
Here's the thing with CrossFit people.
Curling tournament.
Here's the thing with CrossFit people. Well, for one, you got the audience, which audience isn't, they're not worried about CrossFit. You know, they're not, and some of them are, some of them aren't.
Yeah.
But then the other thing is these CrossFit people, these professional CrossFit people, they train. Okay. When they're done, they just binge.
They eat anything they want.
Yeah, that's
it's
cool.
Like you were old wrestlers in high school. They do everything to make weight. They step on a scale. Okay. You made it. And tear into the Twinkies.
Oh, yeah. So,
yeah.
But anyway, Reebok and CrossFit and all those people, because they were endorsed by Reebok. And I don't remember how it all worked out. But anyway, it was 35%. Of your till, it was.
That's a lot. That's like.
And then you either use their point of sale, or that you had to put them in your email for your point of sale, and then on top of that, you had to buy their water.
Wow.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
You had to buy, like, you just couldn't put, like, how I have my easel and I write my menu on there. They print out your menu. Guess who paid for that? You did. Everything was through them. So EAA, people don't know this about EAA, and I'm not trying to say EAA is bad. So EAA, everything's through EAA. Refrigeration. So all those, there's a friend of mine that he goes down there and he partners up with another company. Everything is through. So if you want refrigeration, because you just can't bring in stuff every day.
Yeah.
You want refrigeration, like a big walk-in cooler, a walk-in freezer. You have to rent it through EAA. You have to get propane through EAA.
Yeah.
You have to use EAA's tablets. You have to use EAA's tent rental service. You have to use EAA's table service.
Yeah.
You have to use everything, and then they take your money.
Yeah, we love EAA, but I think what's important about this is when people say, look, I could do this. People, especially students, have to realize the cost behind a trade, like a trade show. I did a lot of trade shows when we had our company. And some of these places you would go to, like in Jersey, the guy just to plug in your
union.
Display.
Union.
You
had
It's like, that was a while ago, but it's like $75. And then if you
and you couldn't touch the cord.
And then you couldn't even put on your table like a plant. If you wanted to bring a plant, it had to be their plant. Way overpriced. And those are all costs. I don't know how you made money though if they're clipping you for 35%.
Well,
you
have to mark everything up. So my order this was 6 or 7 years ago. I can't even remember. But anyway, my cheese curds at the time were like $11. I put them to $11 down there.
Yeah, just to cover those costs.
Just to cover and the thing of it is like my buddy that does EAA with his partnership, they have And he has between $100,000 and $125,000 on the line before he sells one item.
Wow. Yeah, so that's his nut.
That's risk.
125 is his nut.
Yeah. But it's, you know, it's shared with another.
Right, right, right. But still, wow. Wow. We need to reconsider some things.
I mean, and I think what they also want some consistency, too. You know, I mean, you don't want cords all over the place and refrigeration that's breaking. I mean, there's to defend them a little bit, but boy, oh boy. Trade shows, that's why Johnny and I want to get off campus for the, because the NFL is making you use their POS system, you know.
Yep.
We'll find a way.
We're not doing that.
We'll find a way.
We're doing
we
cash.
We might take out this window and just sell right out the window.
Cash.
We'll close out the street. We'll get a helicopter.
There you go.
We're going to drop Cheese Curds from a helicopter.
Cash.
Quick break. Cheese Curd Nick is with us. Back after this.
I love it.